You are listening to A Lenten Walk Through the Word, a resource of the North American Lutheran Church. To learn more, please visit us online at thenalc.org.
It shall come to pass in the latter days that the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established as the highest of the mountains, and it shall be lifted up above the hills, and people shall flow to it, and many nations shall come and say, Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may teach us his ways, and that we may walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He shall judge between many peoples, and shall decide disputes for strong nations far away. And they shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. But they shall sit every man under his vine and under his fig tree, and no one shall make them afraid. For the mouth of the Lord of hosts has spoken. For all the peoples walk each in the name of its God, but we will walk in the name of the Lord our God forever and ever. Here ends the reading. We return to the words of the prophet Micah today as we hear his message foretelling hope and restoration. In the verse just before us, chapter 3, verse 12, Micah had warned that Zion would be plowed as a field. Jerusalem shall become a heap of ruins, and the mountain of the house a wooded height. This is the law and judgment which would come upon Israel and Judah. In chapter 4, good news is proclaimed, and in the time of restoration, the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established as the highest of the mountains, and it shall be lifted up above the hills, and people shall flow to it, and many nations shall come and say, Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may teach us his ways, and that we may walk in his paths. What a stark contrast between these two verses. In one verse, we hear warning of judgment and desolation, the destruction of Jerusalem and the temple. In the next, we hear not only that the mountain of the house of the Lord, the temple in Jerusalem, would now be the highest of all mountains, but that peoples and nations would come to it to learn the ways of God and to walk in his paths. Before, Israel and Judah had turned aside from God's ways. Now they would be a light to the nations, shepherded and guided by the true shepherd who was to come, initiating a time of peace, harmony, and justice. It would seem we're not yet in that time. Conflict continues in the Middle East, and Jerusalem is at the heart of the tension. There's not yet peace among nations and peoples, not yet harmony or justice. Jesus has come and the victory is assured by his death and resurrection. The time foretold in Micah will come with Jesus' return in power and glory. In the meantime, let us continue to go up to the house of God, that he may teach us his ways and that we may walk in his paths. Is this not what we do every Sunday as we ascend God's holy mountain to be in the presence of the Word made flesh to dwell among us in worship and experience of heaven on earth? Let us pray. Lord God, teach me your ways that I may walk in your name forever and ever. Amen. A suggested Lenten response. If possible today, go up to the house of the Lord to worship.
Thank you for joining us today. The North American Lutheran Church is Christ-centered, mission-driven, traditionally grounded, and congregationally focused. The NALC is committed to the renewal of all of our congregations, working to develop and deliver resources that challenge and open the NALC to the work of the Holy Spirit in our ministry and mission. If you enjoy these podcasts, please take a moment to rate and review in the app you are using today. Your ratings and reviews help others find this resource. Thank you again.